Hey world, this is Essence, also known as Nikish Speaks. How you guys doing out there today? I hope everybody is being as strong as they possibly can be, because this week has been beyond rough. I'm recording a little early. It's Sunday, and after the video of what happened to Mr. Floyd this week has been tremendously emotionally, spiritually draining. And I'm at a loss for words, to really be honest. I'm really at a loss for words. I didn't want to start my episode out like this, but I am at a loss for words. What else can be done? It's just unbelievable that we live in America. It's 2020, and all this stuff is still going on. I'm sitting here today with my co-host, my best friend, my other half, my husband.
Hey, how you guys doing? My name's Lee, and I'm happy to be here today to speak with you guys about a few things I had on my mind, food for thought, if you are willing to partake. And I'm here with my beautiful wife, Nikish Speaks. And thank you for listening in, tuning in. Hope you enjoy.
At this point, it seems very hopeless, depressing, beyond depressing and sadness, a lot of anger, and it's very disheartening and concerning because as a mother, as a wife, as a sister-in-law, as someone that is a big sister and an aunt, I love them all dearly. I'm concerned for them more than I am concerned for myself. And that's the honest truth. It's disgusting that we live in a world where we are all human beings, but we are nowhere near looked at as the same. I'm just trying to understand, how is it that we are all human beings? We all have 206 bones in our body. We all have 3-pound brains in our heads. We all have hearts. We all have flesh and bones. We all bleed. We all breathe. We all live. We all can die. But none of us are looked at, or some of us are looked at, as not even human. At this point, animals have more respect than we do as black people. And I love animals dearly, but that's a disturbing fact, to know that an animal has more rights, respect, and love, and acknowledged more than you. And we are supposed to be all human beings. I don't know what people think that they see when they look at us.
Today of the black man. For I am a black man, and I'm proud to be a black man in America. It's tough, but it's fair, because I don't give up on me. That's what makes it fair. I might not be seen equal in the eyes of, you know, others other than my ethnicity, But I am equal within my heart and within my life. And I live my life as such. So, you know, when I look at the news, I look at the protests, I look at the boycotting coming soon. I see it as basically something that's been way overdue. I incur peaceful protests. From the stereotype that's been put out there about us as black men, it's been not a good stereotype. It's basically like we're just basically evil. We're out to destroy, loot, and pollute, and kill, and pillage, and rape, and, you know, like, the stereotype that's put out about us black men is despicable, to be frank. There are some bad apples in each ethnicity. And America is not any angel at all. The whole premises of America was built on slavery. It was built on what I mentioned just a moment ago, pillaging, rape, supremacy, occupancy, takeover. And for Caucasian brothers out there and sisters, just take a moment to think about what I'm saying when I say this. How can we point the finger at our black brothers and sisters when we have started the fire and we still continue to throw gasoline on the fire? So how can we call ourselves, you know, a civil society and that we stand up for equal opportunity and equal rights when we have not corrected the systemic and the inequalities of our country? How can we sit there and say that they're subhuman or there's low lives or they don't understand, they can't articulate, they're not educated, but yet my Caucasian brothers and sisters, not all, just the bad apples, maintain the same structure and the same mentality as they speak on of the black brothers and sisters. You know, so there's bad apples in each batch, but let's just make it so that the good outweigh the bad. Let's just start to rebuild. We can't start to rebuild until we start to acknowledge that we have, as a people, I'm speaking solely to my Caucasian brothers and sisters, that we have made an error that we need to correct within. You know what I'm saying? That because until you confess within your heart and your mind that, okay, we did, not just the black brothers and sisters, the indigenous brothers and sisters, the oriental brothers and sisters, and you know, Vietnam, and you know, and you know, and all, and oh, the list goes on, until we can understand and acknowledge that we have done a lot of people wrong. We cannot point the finger, but we can begin to join hands with each ethnicity in God's green beautiful earth and start to talk about it, speak about it, sit down, apologize for our forefathers, and start to rebuild, start to heal, start from somewhere in a good place of mind, a good place of heart, without anger, without blame, without pointing fingers, but to acknowledge within ourselves and to come to the table with that. I'm not saying you have to shout out to someone and tell them I was wrong. I'm not saying you should have to walk up to someone and apologize of another ethnicity, but within yourself, I try and feel good about it. And I'm going to leave it at that note. I'm letting Nikki speak because I'm taking a lot of airway right now. And she's a star in my eye. And I'm sure she's a star in your eye. So I hope I didn't bore you too much. But just a little food for thought. Just get in, dissect through it. Find your, find things that are, you can depict or you can agree. I'm not that type of guy. I'm someone who's understanding. And thank you for your time and have a great day. God bless.
Nice to see everyone come together and unified, protesting together to show solidarity. towards racism and other things that are going on in this world. But we need to also come together wholeheartedly and truthfully, because there are a lot of underlying things that are going on that we are closing our eyes to, or rather turning a blind eye to. And it should show us as Black people that we should stick together more, appreciate each other more, as opposed to also be each other's allies. This is what all the stuff that's going on should teach us that. But some people will get offended by this. Oh well, I really don't care about that. But it's the truth that needs to be said, that we need to also truthfully become solid with each other, not just under this cause, but truly with each other every day, every second of the day, every minute of the day. It needs to be wholehearted. It's Mention Me Monday, guys. This week's spotlight goes to Mask Off, Crowns On podcast. Remember, to be kind, it is free. Thanks for tuning in to Nikish Speaks. Till next time, take care, guys.